Blog.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a guy who gives such great advice, I refer to him as Man Landers, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, Man Landers.
Uh-huh. That's pretty clever, wasn't it?
That is pretty clever. I've never landed a man, but, you know, I guess I probably could if I tried.
Yeah, I bet you could.
All right. Hola. I said hola. Welcome,
yeah,
everybody. Thanks, everybody, for being here. All over the world, listening in. How's it going, Matt?
Jay, it's lovely weather. We're getting into summer. It's going to, after a slight cool down, I think, tomorrow or the next day, we're going to be pushing 90 the rest of the week. Getting a little warm. Getting a little spicy here in Bagwine.
That is just crazy.
It is. Although I'll tell you, my morning didn't start off too well, Jay.
What happened?
In spite of the good weather, started out okay. I got up early, got showered, had a nice sleep last night. And as, you know, the dutiful husband that I am, I took breakfast over to my wife and my son, as I do every Sunday. And as soon as I pulled in, I was greeted by the wife who said, "Hey, could you get the cat off my roof?" To which I said, "What are you talking about?" And then I looked up and I went, "Oh, there's a cat staring down at me." It's a ranch house, so the roof's kind of, you know, it's not that high. So I proceeded to say, "Oh, dear wife, could you give me a piece of the sausage out of your breakfast?" And I put it on the roof, and the cat closed in, and as I tried to grab it, she clawed the hell out of my arm. I didn't get the cat, but I have some good marks to show for it, which I will post on our I'm With Stupid Facebook page later. So.
He tried to lure the cat with some McDonald's sausage.
Burger King, actually. I want to give him the props.
Little Burger King sausage.
Yeah.
And
so,
and it turns out the cat didn't like being suddenly grabbed. I just don't know why.
I know. I thought cats enjoyed that kind of thing. But after two rolls of paper towels and a bottle of Bactine later, I found out that's not the case.
And the cat's still on the roof, I guess.
No, she got down on her own.
Of course.
So that's a good way to start.
But of course, telling your wife, you know what, the cat will get down off the roof on its own, just isn't an option, is it?
Well, actually, I said that as I was trying my little plan. Yeah, I was trying to please everyone, trying to be the peacemaker.
Now, did you get a ladder?
No, it is, the roof is low enough. She's got a little stone, you know, wall around the front garden bed that I stood on those precariously and placed the sausage and tried to hook the cat on her collar, and the cat ended up hooking me in about four spots. She's a quick one.
A feisty little cat.
Evidently a Russ Meyer fan, too, as she was saying to herself, faster, pussycat, kill, kill.
So anyway, I guess
that
cat has kind of established who's in charge, I guess.
Yes. I guess, you know, showing up once a week, I'm but a mere interloper.
True. That's true. You're just the guy who brings breakfast on Sundays.
That's right.
And not anybody she needs to concern herself with.
No, not at all. So that was my morning. How's things down there in God's country?
Well, not nearly as exciting, I'll tell you.
Really?
No, not nearly as exciting. The only thing I have going on down here is I have a taillight that's out, a brake light. I know. And, you know, I just don't understand, guys who design cars are the stupidest people on the face of the earth. you always have to make it. Like, I don't know why you can't just, like, have a little, you know, on your car, you have a little door to where the fuses are. You can open the little door. There's the fuses. You can change the fuse or whatever. But why they can't do that? So you could just open a little thing up, pull the plug, the bulb out, put another one in. I don't know why you can't do that. Got to take the lining out. Then you got all these little bolts you got to get off, and you got to pull the thing out from the outside. And they've got one little bolt way down in the corner behind a piece of metal that has a lip on it, and I can't get to it.
Of course. They're not stupid, Jay. They're in collusion.
Yeah.
Auto mechanics.
And people are saying, well, how were they able to get to it to put it on? Because there was no trunk in the car when they put it on. So anyway, I have a dilemma on my hands here.
Yes.
I have to figure out how to get to that, because you know if anybody's ever going to get pulled over for having a brake light out, it'll be me.
Yes, it would be.
That dark little cloud hanging over my head.
Well, I'm sure. Well, you know I am, and I'm sure we're all rooting for you. So.
Well, that helps.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Maybe not the gay community, but the rest of us
apparently are not
rooting for you, Jay.
Apparently not. They're rooting against me. They're hoping the guy who designed that was gay.
That struck me funny. I don't know why, but it struck me funny.
Well, I'm a funny guy.
Well, you are. And chock full of advice, too.
That I am.
But before we get into all that, did you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Shout-out to our good friend
out
there in North Carolina, Doc Knowles, on the birth of his baby girl this week. There we go. Hope my neighbor's awake.
Well, at least
anyway.
We think it's his. I'm pretty sure.
It's probably his. It's
yeah,
his.
Yeah. Time will.
Now, the neighbor lady that had a baby?
Uh-huh.
Could be his also. I'm kidding. We're kidding, Doc.
Oh, kidding.
It's what we do. You know, it's a comedy show.
That's right. And we'd like to acknowledge guest 934 who checked in. And now we have a new one. Rick from Newcastle is now in the chat room. So welcome,
Rick.
All right.
Wait. All right, Newcastle, yeah. I don't know where that is, but I'm sure it's a wonderful place.
It could be England. It could be Delaware. Who knows? Maybe Rick will tell us.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, if...
And shout out, Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Ah!
All right.
I've been there before.
There you go, see?
I forget
you
why.
You and Rick are practically best friends.
And as Rick states, and for the record, Newcastle, Pennsylvania is a shithole. But, well, okay.
All right. And, of course.
Yes. J-Man. We may have lost the J-Man. He was having trouble with Google earlier, and we got a few more guests.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. We have the J-Man back. J-Man?
Maybe the people listening could hear me.
Can the people listening hear J-Man? I can hear J-Man. I don't know if he can hear me. So if you'd like to tell us who you could hear or who you couldn't hear, that would be helpful. In the meantime, oh, there you are. I think we're good now.
Can you hear me or not?
I can.
Okay, then.
All right.
So I'll repeat my shout-out to my BFF, the lovely and talented and sexy Warrior Cat. Okay.
Yeah,
who, of course, was on with Doc Mike last night on the night shift. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/fanmedrocks. And check them out. Their show was fantastic last night.
As always.
And the guests are rolling into the room.
I know.
Now.
We got a good crowd because they want to hear our advice, our influences. They want to know about us.
Well, and why wouldn't they want to?
Exactly.
And, you know, I've gotten great advice over the years. Haven't always taken advantage of it.
Really?
Oftentimes I've just ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten tons of advice about how important it is to network and, you know, how important it is to, you know, suck up to people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm not good at that type of thing.
No.
I'm not good with, you know, I'm not good at dealing with authority.
Yeah, I have that same problem.
Yeah, I've always struggled with that. But it, you know, people have tried. People have tried to impart some wisdom on me. Some of it good, some of it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Had a coworker one time. We had another guy who worked there who sat down there at lunch, and he had a bottle of vitamin water of some kind, and he had a raw cauliflower and broccoli salad.
God.
After he was done eating, after he was done eating, he says, well, I better walk around the facility 4 times before going back to work. And my coworker says, you know, it's important to have bad habits, you know, smoking, drinking, eating bad foods.
Right.
That way when you get sick, you have something to throw overboard, something to stop doing, you know, it'll make you healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was kind of quoting Mark Twain, but it's still good advice.
Yes. I'll tell you, one of the biggest influences in my life, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We can talk about him later, but I'll tell you what, he had the best advice ever. It didn't matter if you were run over by a car, an asteroid dropped from the sky and hit you. He would always tell you, shake it off. Just
there you go.
Shake it off. You know,
get up,
arm,
walk it off, kid.
Yeah, your arm could be separated from your body. Pick it up and shake it off. Come on. I always liked that about him.
And hola to whatever Joe in the chat room.
Well.
And shout out to Doc Mike, who's also in the
chat room. Oh, I see that. The bad boy of social media.
Oh, hell yes. Well, you know, my dad had some pretty good advice, too, at different
mm-hmm.
times. My dad was a lawyer, and one of the things he used to, I remember him saying a couple of times, is that every prostitute, murderer, and thief can justify their actions completely. I think it's when I was trying to justify something I had done. when he imparted that advice.
Well, that's good. That's good advice.
It is. And it's a true statement.
Yes, it is. My dad, as you know, poet, man about words, Mr. Wordsmith, and I picked that up from him. I was, a lot of guys need something to read in the bathroom. When I was six, I was reading the dictionary, and I picked up my love of words for him, and he always told me lovingly, you used four words there. You could have used two. God!
So he's the one who taught you to cut down the verbiage, right?
That's right, and it goes along
in
with
his
someone.
Own way.
Yeah, and it goes along with someone who said the beauty of the art or the beauty of comedy is brevity, and I really agree with that. And my dad actually, through brevity, using the correct word, can say anything 10 inadequate words can say.
Oh, yes.
And he
is right about that.
Yeah, he's today responsible for my minimalist attitude when writing.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Ooh, we have Lisa. Or is it Lisa? I forget
that.
How she said her name was pronounced.
She can pronounce it any way she wants, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lisa Liza.
Yeah.
You know, something else my dad taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms are cheap, son. You know, again, short to the point, right?
That's right. Very brief. Very matter of fact. And that's kind of funny that you mentioned that he said that, because that relates to a piece of advice I wanted to dole out to our listeners today, Jay. And it was actually number one on my list. It was, folks, don't buy condoms from a vending machine. So.
No. Never buy condoms from those vending machines at the convenience store, right?
No. Because usually the people who load those machines, they hate their job. They have too much time in their hands. And they no doubt have a little knitting needle with them or something. And they get bored.
Understandable.
Yes.
They just line them all up and poke, 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 poke all the way down. And
laugh.
Well, we continue to have a number of people roll into the chat room.
Yeah, this is great, and thanks, everyone.
We had Boomer and the Babe for a moment, but they left quickly, so hi and bye to them. But David Lawrence has strolled into the place.
Well, good to have you, David. David is an old high school buddy of mine, old school buddy, preceded high school, actually. Nice to have him.
Excellent. And, of course, those phone lines are open, folks.
As they always are at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. Call in, and if you have any advice or want to let us know who influenced you in your life, please do so.
Yeah. You know, my dad had one other piece of advice for me.
Boy, he was a smart man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he was. This is going to be a little controversial. People can take this a little personally, but I will go ahead and repeat it. He said, never trust a Baptist or a Republican.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did he have a reason
for
that?
Personal reasons, and it really was only one or two people. But he tended to go ahead and group everybody together.
well, if you know one or two people like that, it's easy to extrapolate.
A couple of local Republicans who went to the Baptist church here, and he just kind of, painted everybody with the same brush, you know.
Well,
made it easy. Yeah, he liked. He wasn't a complicated man.
Well, I like that.
But you know, one of the pieces of advice that everybody always tries to give, and I mentioned earlier that I'm not good at taking advice. One of the pieces of advice that people like to give is never argue politics or religion. That's all I argue.
And you're the only one, because you don't see it on TV or anything like that, or radio.
No.
So, no, you're the only one who doesn't take that advice. You're a rebel, Jay. You're a rebel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all I ever argue to.
I know.
And what kind of world would it be if we didn't?
Well, that's pretty much all anybody wants to argue anymore.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my mom had some great advice. Whenever I said I wanted to be an actor or entertainer, she would always say, lovingly, of course, "Oh, you can't do that." I always liked that from her. Other people do that, not you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of what moms are there for, to keep you grounded.
That's right.
And it's always good to have somebody that, you know, you've written something and you think, you know, I wonder what a critic would, you know, how a critic would review this. Hey, Mom, read this, would you? I wonder if somebody could redline this up for me. Hey, Mom. There you go.
Mm-hmm. She did have one great piece of advice that I do follow to this day. Recipes, when you're cooking, they are merely guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be doing a little of that later today, and I'm just making it up as I go. Whatever sounds good, whatever looks good, that's what's going in the meal I am preparing today.
All right. It's called clean out the fridge casserole.
Exactly.
So, I tell you another excellent piece of advice I was given by the same co-worker who liked to, you know, like I said, drop little pearls of wisdom on us. He came in one day, he came walking out of the bathroom and sat down, and he says, "Always lift the toilet seat in a public restroom with your foot." And, of course, West Virginia, that means, you know, shoes on. Just,
yeah, right. Just watch out for the toe jam if you're going to do that.
Yeah,
and
but,
hey,
it is,
man.
But he's...
Oh, go ahead.
But he is right about that. You do want to, you know, you want to lift that toilet seat up with your shoe, and then you want to, you know, finish your business, hit the flush, run away because you don't want any flush spray.
That's right. I hate that.
Yeah, you want to, you know, you wash your hands, and then, you know, walk out of the place like you're getting ready to perform surgery. You don't touch anything.
Stay sterile. Stay sterile. And J-Man, we have a call, so let's take it.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
724, you're with Stupid. Oh, it had that blue thing up. Does that mean they're just listening?
No, it means they're on hold. Hit the microphone.
I did.
There we go. 724.
We got him.
724. Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hey, this is Rick from Newcastle. How you doing?
Wonderful.
All right. Hey, Rick.
Hey, so what do you guys think about the advice I've been given? I'm sure you guys have all heard it, of the advice of honesty is always the best policy. What do you think about that one?
Load of hooey.
Yeah,
yes.
Not true. Two words, not true.
Exactly. You know what? I remember my mother always, you know, bless her heart, you know, she always gave me that advice, you know, but I found that out to be, like you said, as a load of crap. And I think that if you could tell just a little white lie to avoid a large problem, then what's the harm in it? I said I could not agree with that, never disagree with that anymore. That's probably the worst piece of advice I've ever gotten.
And I tell you what, going along with that is also the advice that adults always tell kids, and that's the just tell the truth and you won't get in trouble. That's total bullshit, too.
I still use that one with mine.
Oh, yeah. You can use it on kids because kids are, you know, they're suckers. They'll fall for it. But
they've caught on by now that they're 12 and 14. So, yeah, they don't buy that little crap anymore either.
Well, there's a little truth to that. That, you know, and it goes to the cover-up is always worse than the act itself. But in everyday life, to just go along and get along and have a nice day, yeah, you got to lie at some time.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, especially if it's harmless. You know, it's not going to hurt anybody.
Exactly.
It's just why complicate matters over something insignificant anyway. Especially in today's society where people are super sensitive, get out of here. You know, I just tell them whatever they want to hear for the most part. Like, you know, does my butt look big in these jeans? Oh, of course not.
No.
You know, you think I'm an idiot? You think I'm going to say yes, even if it does? No way.
Yeah. You know, if somebody posts, a picture they took, a photograph they took on Facebook, you don't have to, you know, go, oh, God, that's awful. You can just say, click the like button and move on.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. That is the best thing about Facebook. You got the like button.
Yeah, they don't have an unlike button, do they, or dislike button or whatever. No. I tell you what, on the same line as that, I think some of the best advice I've ever gotten was if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, for the most part anyway.
Well, that's great advice. I never take that. But it is great advice for most people.
But I guess it depends, you know, what the subject is. But for the most part, that's my philosophy anyway. You know, it's like, you know, especially if I'm, you know, a guest somewhere or in public somewhere, you know, my house is different, but, you know, I try to be respectful when I go places. So I do try to follow that bit of advice as far as, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, just shut the hell up.
It's really hard, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It's very hard. Very hard to bite your tongue. Like I said, but it's just, you know.
Hell, my tongue looks like a French tickler. I've done it so much, so I just stopped doing it.
Like I said, you know, in the comfort of my home, it's one thing, but, you know, in public or if I'm a guest at somebody's house, you know, that's a tip. You know, I'm not trying to insult somebody, so I just go bite my tongue, especially when it comes to politics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just have to let things go, especially on, like, Twitter. You can't get involved in a 140-character argument with people.
Yeah. I've learned, too, actually. Even you know, like, YouTube, I've been, like several, like, my accounts deleted off of there because they didn't like some of the stuff I had to say. But, oh, well. You know what? I wasn't ignorant or vulgar about how I said it, but if they don't like what you say, you know, they'll throw you right off.
Yeah. I tell you what, Matt, we have a brewing crisis here in the chat room.
What's the problem?
Joe is now concerned that we don't mean our likes. I think specifically she's concerned that we don't mean our likes when she posts stuff. And I tell you what, the only reason I only click like is there isn't a love button.
Joe,
if it's a hot girl,
Joe could post a picture of dog poop, and I would say that is the greatest thing I have ever seen in the world.
Yeah, hot doesn't even begin to describe Joe.
No, it doesn't.
So,
do you have any advice for us, Rick?
You know, not really. I mean, like I said, those pretty much what I said are my best my favorite and my least favorite as far as advice goes. But no, I think you guys have a pretty good show going on. I mean, I've never, this is the first time I've tuned in, but you guys seem pretty cool. And, you know, carry a pretty good show.
Well,
thank you. Do you have a show?
No, actually, I just jump around from show to show, whatever's going on at the time. You know, I even rarely call in. I think this is probably only about maybe the third time I've ever called in to talk about anything. But I usually do a lot of chatting. But, you know, like I said, you guys seem pretty cool. So I had to throw my two cents in because I thought I had a great piece of terrible advice.
We appreciate that. I was just going to ask you, Rick, how did you come across us?
You know what? I'm just going through checking out the whatever's the on-air episode.
Oh, okay.
And you guys came across as far as, like, the advice. It sounded, you know, like, be pretty interesting. So I figured, you know, let me go for it.
All right.
But most of the subjects, most of these shows, I think they're boring, and the hosts are absolutely terrible, to be honest with you.
Unlike this show, of course.
That's why I called you guys. See that?
There is a lot of questionable garbage on.
But yeah, that's anywhere in this society, though. Really, even on TV, as far as that goes. But what are you gonna do about it?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, Rick, and I'll tell everyone else. And if you want more of us, you can always go to our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com. We got a lot of good stuff on there.
iwsradio.blogspot.com. Go ahead and see who the babe of the week is this week.
Oh, yeah. There it is. You know, who's who on it? I see there's a guy who looks like some Irish Rose and another guy on the right with a freaking glass of beer or something. Is that you two guys, I take it? Who's who?
The guy holding the wine is Matt Man, and that's me.
Okay.
And the guy holding the shot of bourbon there is me.
Okay. What a crew there, huh? No, just kidding.
There you go.
Nah, that's all good. That's nice. So you guys got a good show going on. Keep up the good work, man.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Rick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys have a good day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. See, folks, see how easy it is to just call in? See how good we are with guests?
I know. And you know what the best thing was? He seemed normal.
Yeah. That's kind of a new thing for us, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
By the way, before she in the chat room there, before we left the live stream, whatever Joe did request that you stop using the phrase lobbing balls.
Well, it just felt right. It was just a tennis illusion, you know? I like to stay topical.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I just sound like I was whining, didn't I? I like to stay topical.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Evidently, you know Joe brings out the Jew in me. You would think it would be a sweet pea, but no.
And by the way, I would give a shout out to Sweet Pea, but I saw she was on Twitter just a little bit before the show. But is she here now? Was she in the chat room? Did she?
No.
No, she didn't. That hurts my feelings.
As it should.
Yeah. You know what another terrible piece of advice is?
What?
Just be yourself. That's all anybody wants.
Yeah. Some people really shouldn't. They should be someone else.
It never works out well.
No, it doesn't.
So, Matt, do you have some advice to impart upon our impressionable listeners out there?
Yes,
some
I
good
do.
Advice.
Dave. Yeah.
All right.
I gave you the condom one. Here's a big one. Well, as I hit the cough button, I guess I should say, never take up smoking, but I digress. one, though, is, you know, you should never drink and drive. Right, Jay?
Right. Absolutely.
But you should never drive drunk, especially in a town you are unfamiliar with. It leads to bad consequences.
Nothing good comes of that, right?
No, it leads to high insurance rates and a meeting with the Ohio State Patrol officer. The funny thing, it's not, well, it's funny now. It was 14 years ago. I had just gotten hired with SEIU.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, well, there was a bar down the street. Oh, a mile away. So I drove to it. You know, I couldn't walk. Didn't want to walk. It was hot that day, I bet. No, it wasn't. It was in February, so it wasn't hot. So, I had to drive a mile back, and somehow I ended up turning on to I-71 North.
Going the wrong way on the one way.
No, I was going the correct way. You know why I was going the correct way, Jay? Because as many people who are drunk say, the car knows the way home. The car was trying to get home. It's the car's fault.
Uh-huh.
14 years
ago. Yeah. Well, I
have
a great piece of advice for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have mentioned this advice many times, and that is to always keep your expectations low, but more importantly, keep other people's expectations of you low. And avoid, you know, you don't want to disappoint people.
No, you don't.
Best way to do that is for them to have a low expectations of your actions.
And if you do that, what is it that you would avoid?
Heartache.
Exactly. I have another one. Good piece of advice. Before you go out of the house in the morning, wear pants.
There you go.
And again,
this is coming from past experience, right?
Yeah. In fact, Jay, in order to illustrate this, I'm not going to make it the last 8 minutes, so we're going to have a little pee break with Schmoop.
Okay.
Do I get music?
There's no music. We weren't ready for this. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here we go. Pee break with Schmoop.
Oh.
Do you have any great advice for us, Schmoopalicious?
Well, it's just like my dad always used to say, like Matt always did, the car knows the way home, only he got, you know, like, 3 DUIs and he wrecked every car he ever owned. It knows the way home. It just doesn't know how to get there safely.
Safely, yeah.
Oh, God, I can't think of any other advice.
Well, I tell you, a good piece of advice, one that Matt already obviously knows, is never pass up an opportunity to take a leak.
Exactly. Well, especially when you got, you know, your hot girlfriend talking on the phone.
Exactly. See? You can just hand the phone to the babe.
That's exactly right.
But, you know, if you're out going on a road trip,
uh-huh.
Pull off and get gas, go
uh-huh.
in and pee. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't be one of those people that go, yeah, I think I'm all right. You'll get in the car 10 miles down the road. Well, I got to pee.
Well, I wasn't all right.
Yeah. I have to stop often enough anyway. So.
Our parents were right. Do you have to go to the bathroom? No. 10 minutes down the road, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Hate to admit the parents were right about something, though. That's always a bummer. But.
Well, I think your co-host wants the phone back.
Well, all right, then.
Okay.
Okay.
That's always lovely.
What else have you got for us? What other advice have you got for us?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I think that's a mating call in the background.
Well, speaking of mating calls, I do have a great piece of advice, Jay.
And that is?
If you have a girlfriend, let's say you've lived with her for, you know, like at the time, almost 11 years, and you have chicks over for the weekend, you know, just to party and whoop it up, don't get half naked with them in your own living room with the girlfriend in the bedroom in the same apartment. You don't want to do that. It just...
No.
No, it's not good.
No.
It's not good.
No, nothing good comes of that either.
No. I mean, it does there initially, and then...
You think it does, yeah.
Yeah, you think it does.
Yeah.
Feels good at the time. Yeah, instant gratification and all that,
right,
but it leads to 6 to 8 months of badgering and being hit with a Bantu cane.
And you know, on that same subject,
yes,
that same general subject. A good piece of advice is don't stick your dick in crazy.
That's true. It takes most men a couple times to learn that, but it finally sinks in.
Yeah, and it's the kind of thing I want, you know, everybody graduating from high school and college, you know, just here in the next few weeks to take that advice and, you know, really, really think about it, but they won't.
No. Although, think about it for a second.
Yeah.
But then
they'll laugh.
Yeah, they'll laugh.
And then they'll start drinking, and, well, you know what's going to happen next.
Oh, it's just one night. What bad could come of this?
Right.
And you know what, and we both know what can come of that. Heartache.
Oh, yeah. But I do have a very serious piece of advice.
Really?
For people out there. And this is absolute legitimate advice right here.
All right.
And it's especially good, you know, people who are graduating. Maybe they're going to be getting their own apartment here this summer. First time away. First time their own place. Buy a plunger before you need a plunger.
As silly as that is, and I laughed, you are absolutely correct.
This is just too important. When you go and you start buying stuff for that new place, buy a plunger before you even get plates, silverware, stuff like that. Now, you can buy paper plates and plastic forks, but get a plunger. All right. Looks like we got about a minute and a half or so.
A minute and a half. And I've got one last real quick one.
All right.
Summon all the patience you can. You have to have patience.
Absolutely.
Patience with people, patience with things. It makes life easier. And I am renowned here in Bagwine for my patience. And here's the best thing about patience. There's always time. There's always time. You can always get back at these people who have hurt you and shoved you into the dirt. I don't care if it takes 12 years. Not that I'm picking out 12 years for any reason.
No.
Just keep a little Rolodex in your mind.
Uh-huh.
You'll find your opening.
Yes, you will. You'll get your opportunity if you're
exactly
the type of person. But, yes, patience really is a virtue.
It is.
It's not just a cliche. It's very true. And I think we can leave them on that.
I think we should. And we'll see them again on the radio Wednesday. And, as always, go to iwsradio.blogspot.com to the website.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
All right. See you, Jay. See y'all.